What's the halacha if a person is either in a locker room or he's in a mikveh room and someone else is telling him a dvar Torah? Is it mutter for him to listen to a dvar Torah that is being told to him in such an area? Or is it osir, and does he have to tell the person that he's not allowed to listen to him? So that's the question. Is he allowed to listen to a dvar Torah or any other dovish b'kedusha in a locker room or in a mikveh room where you have some people there who are undressed? Similarly, the question is, can you recite a bracha in such an era? So this is the question, and it all hinges on a Gemara, Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara tells us about a Beis HaMerchatz. A Beis HaMerchatz is a bathhouse, and this is where people obviously used to take baths in the times of Chazal. And the question is a person allowed to say a Dovah Shebekdusha in a Beis HaMerchatz? Are you allowed to say either a bracha, you're allowed to learn there, are you allowed to say a davar shebekdusha in a Beis HaMerchatz? So the Gemara tells us that the Beis HaMerchatz actually consisted of three separate rooms. It consisted of three separate rooms, and each have their own halachic status. There was a cheder apnimi, the inside room. Says the Gemara, in the inside room, everyone was undressed. Everyone was naked in this cheder apnimi, and therefore, you were not allowed to say a davar shebekdusha. You weren't allowed to recite a bracha. You're not allowed to learn anything. And says the Gemara, you're not allowed to even be maharher b'divrei Torah. You're not allowed to even think in learning. You're not allowed to even be maharher b'divrei Torah. You're not allowed to even say she'ela shalom. You're not allowed to say hello to someone using the name shalom, which actually is also the name of Hashem, because this room is reserved for people who are undressed. And therefore, says the Gemara, this is the most chomer room in halacha. Now, the Mogen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah, Paskins, like this Mogen Avraham, explains that the reason why over here it's also even behirhor, that you're not allowed to even think in learning, even though when it comes to, let's say, reciting a Dovah Shebekdusha in front of an erva, in front of a woman who is undressed, the halacha is that only actually reciting a Dovah Shebekdusha is also, but thinking in learning or thinking about a Dovah Shebekdusha is mutter. So why over here is it more chomer? So the Mogen Avraham says that over here there's an aspect that doesn't exist by a regular Erevah, and that is that there's Zuhama in the bathhouse. At least in the times of Chazal, the way they used to heat up the bathhouse was by using firewood, and it created steam, and it smelled, and there was Zuhama. And says the Mogen Avraham, it therefore was usur for a person to even think in learning in a Beis HaMerchatz. So in the Cheder HaPnimi, it's usur both to say something that's Dovah Shebekdusha and to think in learning. Not only that, even b'diyeved, if a person needed to recite a broch and he recited in the cheder apnimi, which was reserved for people who are undressed, even b'diyeved, he was not yoytze and he has to repeat his brocha afterwards. And then, says the Gemara, there's a cheder ha'imtsoi. The middle room is reserved for people who are sometimes dressed and sometimes undressed. It's not specifically for people dressed. It's not for specifically for people who are undressed. In this room, you're allowed to have She'ela Shalom. You're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, even though Shalom also represents the name of Hashem. However, says the Gemara, even though She'ela Shalom is mutter, you're not allowed to recite a Dovah Shebekdusha in this room. You're not allowed to say a Brocha. You're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to say a Dovah Shebekdusha in this room. However, in the Cheder Amtsoi, Hirhor B'divrei Torah is mutter. Here, b'divrei Torah is mutter, in the cheder amtsoi, you're allowed to think and learning in this middle room. The outer room, says the Gemara, the cheder chitzoini, is reserved for people who are dressed, and therefore, even to recite a davar shebekdusha is mutter. As I said, the Gemara, even to recite a davar shebekdusha is mutter in the outer room because it's reserved for people who are dressed. Now, in the inner room is the most chomer, in the middle room, even though it's also to say a davar shebekdusha, it's not going to pasul it b'diyeved, which means that even though you're not allowed to say a brocha, let's say, in the middle room, which has some people dressed and some people undressed, nevertheless, b'diyeved, if you did so, you're going to be yoytze. In the inner room, you're not yoytze in b'diyeved. In the middle room, you are yoytze, at least b'diyeved. So the question is, in a locker room or in a mikveh room, usually we're talking about a person who is in a cheder emtsoi. It's a room that sometimes has people dressed and sometimes has people undressed. And therefore, it would be usur to recite a davar shebekdusha in this room, and you're not allowed to recite a bracha in this room. However, b'diyeved, you will be yoytze. It's only an isur l'chatchila. And also, hear her b'divrei Torah would be mutter. You're allowed to be mahar her in this room because it's only a cheder imtzoi. That's the Gemara. Now, based on this, says the Taz, what do you do if you have, let's say, a woman that has to go to the mikveh? And she has to recite a bracha on her tefillah. When a woman is taiva on the mikveh, she has to recite a bracha. When does she recite a bracha? So says the Taz, since over here we have a tzayrich for her to recite a bracha in this room, because she has to recite a bracha in order to make a bracha on the mitzvah of tefillah, therefore, says the Taz, she should recite the bracha while still being dressed, and then be toivo in the mikvah, in spite of the fact that she made the bracha in a cheder amtsoi. Because since the entire iser to make a bracha in a cheder amtsoi is only the chatchila, it's not ma'aka b'diyeved, therefore, b'diyeved, it would be kosher anyways, and now it's in a matzav of b'diyeved, because since she has no other choice, she has to recite a bracha, therefore, even the chatchila, we allow her to do so, since the entire situation is a shas ha-tzoyuch. Now, the Prima Godim disagrees with the Taz, and the Prima Godim says that she shouldn't make the bracha while still being dressed. Rather, she should undress, go into the mikvah, and recite the bracha while already in the water. Nevertheless, the Taz disagrees. So this is a machlekes between the Taz and the Prima Godim. The minig, as we know, is to follow the Prima Godim, and we usually have the woman recite the bracha while already in the water. And this is because it's a cheder emtsoi, and the entire iser over there is only lechatchila, and therefore, since there is no other choice, we allow her to make a brocho, even in this room. Now, there are different minhagim, how a woman should position herself, b'shas the brocho. And the Taz says she should be mechabek, she should wrap her hands around her body in order to be mafsik between her lave and her erva, in order to be chayshish for the opinions that there's a problem of liboy, reyes erva, which means that even though she's in the water and therefore the water is covering her erva, nevertheless, there is nothing being mafsik, there's nothing interposing between her heart and her erva. And therefore, according to some poskim, this is a problem. You're not allowed to recite a bracha while there is no hefsik between your lave and your erva. So says the Taz, me'ikr hadin, we paskin, there is no problem of liboy reyes erva by a woman. There is no problem of liboy reyes erva by a woman because erva son lamata. Since the erva is lamata, it's not protruding, therefore it's not something that's reyes halev. The lev is not reyes erva. Therefore, me'ikr hadin, there's no problem of liboy reyes erva. And therefore, me'ikr hadin, she doesn't have to do anything. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shem the Taz, that l'chatchila, a woman should be mechabek her arms around her body to create some informal hefzik between them in order to try to fulfill the halacha, even according to the shitas that hold that there is a problem of liba reyes erva by a woman. So this is the way a woman should conduct herself when going to the mikveh. There is a different minig, but this is the more primary minig. And when it comes to tefilas kelim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is different. Because since when it comes to tefilas kelim, you could recite a bracha outside of the room, therefore, what a person should do is recite a bracha before entering the mikveh room. Because the mikveh room, as we mentioned, is a cheder emtsoi. It's a room that has some people dressed and some people undressed. Therefore, you shouldn't lechatchila recite a bracha over there. So rather, we say the bracha outside of the room. And then quickly, without saying any words as a hefsik, you quickly go and be toivel the keli in a mikvah in order to make sure that you recite the bracha on the mitzvah of tefilas kelim, but you do so when the bracha is being made outside of the cheder emtsoi. So that is the halacha with respect to tefilas kelim. Now the question is, what if a person tells you a dvar Torah and you want to know, do you have to tell him that it's aser? And therefore you're not allowed to listen to his dvar Torah because he's telling you a dvar Torah in a locker room or in a mikveh room. Now these rooms are normally considered cheder emtsoi. Some people are dressed, some people are undressed. And therefore the question is, are you allowed to listen to a dvar Torah even though you certainly are not allowed to be the one saying over the dvar Torah? So this, in fact, is tolui in the following shiloh. Number one, there's a machlekes hapoiskim, whether when a person listens to a dvar Torah being told him by someone else, this is considered hear her b'divrei Torah, merely thinking and learning, or it's actually considered articulating the words of Torah because we have a rule of shemeya ka'ina, which means There's a concept in halacha which we find in the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Ches. When a person listens to something, it's as if he says it himself. When you hear Kiddush being recited by someone else, but to be made to you, it's as if you said the words of Kiddush yourself, and therefore you're mekayim in the midst of Kiddush, even though you only have one person making the Kiddush on behalf of an entire group of people. The other people in the group are yoytze through the concept of shemei akoyin. By listening, it's as if they said it. Therefore, the question is, when a person listens to a Dvar Torah, is it as if he says over the Dvar Torah because of shemei akoyin? So this is a machlekes hapoiskim. Now the nafkamina might be our question, because as we mentioned, in the cheder emtsoi, in the middle room where you have some people dressed and some people undressed, such as a locker room and a mikvah room, the halacha is, hear her b'divrei Torah is mutter. To merely think and learning is mutter. However, to articulate words of learning and to say a dovah shebekedusha or to say a bracha is aser. So if I'm yoytze through shemei ka'ina, then it's going to be a problem because you're not allowed to articulate words of learning in cheder emtsoi. However, if you're merely considered thinking and learning, it's going to be mutter, because hear her b'divrei Torah is mutter in the cheder emtsoi in the middle room. So this is a machlekes hapoiskim. Some paiskim say, and I heard this, Shem Rav Belsky Zatzal, that if a person tells you a Dvar Torah, let's say in a locker room or in a mikveh room, you can be mitzarif this machlekes together with a different machlekes, and then you have two reasons that can be added together to be mekel. And that's the second machlekes, and that is between the Prima Godim, between the Taz and the Mogan of Rome, whether the Isser of saying a Dovah Shebekdusha in a Cheder Emtsoi applies if there is no one there who is actually undressed. Is the Isser applicable only if you actually have people present who are undressed? Is that when the Isser to say a Dovah Shebekdusha in a Cheder Emtsoi applies? Or even if no one there is undressed, everyone there is dressed, by merely being in a room that's designated for people to be undressed, that is enough to aser the Dovah Shebekdusha, and it's aser even if no one there present is actually undressed. This is a machlekes between the Mogen Avraham, the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down both opinions, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a clear hachra. So now, if a person hears in a locker room a Dvar Torah, and no one present is undressed, is actually naked, then you have two tzirufim that can be used, lahakel. Number one, if you're merely listening to the Dvar Torah, so maybe it's not shamei ka'ina, it's actually just considered hear her b'divrei Torah, and that's mutter in a cheder emtsoi. So number one, it could be it's mutter because it's merely hear her, and hear her is mutter in a cheder emtsoi. And even if you say that it's not considered hear her, even if you say that it's shemei ka'ina, perhaps it's going to be anyways mutter, because if no one else present in the room at the time of the Dvar Torah is undressed, so you have some pleiskim who say that there's no iser b'chlal of saying a dovah shebekdusha if no one present in the room is actually undressed at the time of the Dvar Torah. So when you have both of these conditions fulfilled, many paiskim say that you could be mekel. I heard this b'shem Rav Belsky Zatzal. I heard this as well from Rav Reisman. This is a very substantial etza that can be used in such a situation.